Okay. Now, let me just outline what we'll be doing for the next few days. We have a few simple sugyas, and then we get to Zohar Kelim Mirosh Hagag. Okay. That is, until now I said Baba Kama, a few shots in Yonim, the Shabbos a little bit, this a little bit, this a little bit. Okay. Then we get heavy Baba Kama. Zohar Kelim Mirosh Hagag. And there is a very heavy Balamor Ramban on the topic. And all Rishonim. This is a very... And then number one. Number two, what we have is... It is a function of two separate sugyas. Sugya number one of Groma and Garmi. We'll get back to why Reb Chaim was so sure. The Rambam agrees with the Rosh against the Rambam. The last Tosis, Kodem itself, a parish of Alphas, the Rabbi of Tamer, the Lesley, Edina, the Gami, the Beish Hagos of Chambul, the Renira, so we don't paskin like this, we paskin, this is Garmi, Tosin, not Garmi, it's Groma. We have to get into what is the division of Groma and Garmi. There's another thing. Zohar Kelim Mirosh Hagag. There's going to be a sugya of Yudzayin on the base. And then there's the Ramban, Balamor, and all Rishonim here going to town on this whole thing. This is... that. Now we'll finally get into very heavy, heavy, complex Baba Kama sugyas. But until we get there, let's go... let's... well, okay. It's got Zohar Shtayim, Zohar Arba, and then Shabbos, Melchizedek, Shabbos, Bina. First of all, I had no intention of doing a malach. Two Amos is not a malach. Dalet Amos is a malach. And second, I didn't do the ma'is I wanted to do. Then Shabbos, Melchizedek, then Golos, Ashelot, Sodom, Amar Achmona. Pratnas, Gavin, Shtayim, Vizorak, Dalit. Then Eve, Pultur, Shemagam, Rabbon. So we have an interesting Machlokes Rishonim. As I told you, there's a very fundamental difference between Rashi Tosfos on the one hand, and the Rambam and other Rishonim. Rambam on the other hand, and we'll see how the other Rishonim is. According to the Rambam, there are three categories of shogeg. And the Torah is magdir what, and through all these Limudim, the Gemara makes from Magdi, what is Karav L'Mezid, what is Karav L'Onis, and what is Shogeg Gomer. Very, very simple. And it is just a Shogeg Gomer is Chayef, Golos. Karav L'Onis is not enough Avera to Mechayef Golos. Karav L'Mezid, Golos is not enough to Mimachaper. That's how the Rambam sets the whole thing up. So when we get to here, Zohar Shtayim v'Zorik Arba, so then you go with, the Rambam says, Mem, Vav Rotzeach Halacha Yud, Vav Rotzeach Halacha Yud. Hatsone Shoharak Bishkoga and a Niklat. Shenamahu Olayavah. cheskoso shu korov lemeisa. Okay. Very, very clear. I throw something in a certain direction. I wanted to go halfway, but I know if it goes the full way, I'll kill him. It's Karv Lameza. I have no business throwing in that direction. I'm very, very clear. If you take a look, but it's still in your zon chayv in dalet varim potter chav. That's it. Aleph chov masik tetzav. Rambam says. Why? Doesn't give his claw. Rashi is given a claw here, and Rashi would bump into a problem with the Rambam. He said that a machayev dalad verm ela oba meisid o karav lemeisid. So if Karv Lameisid is Chayav Dalad Dvarim, Rashi couldn't understand what that, like the Rambam, that Dalad, Beis Dalad, is Karv Lameisid. That would be Chayav Dalad Dvarim. The one who asks that Kasha is the Ravid. Because the Ravid, on the one hand, agrees with the Rambam. And the Ravid says a very interesting thing here. Skavel is okshtayim is arg dalit. And gol is potter. Shalot sotter. Nibirli. The Russian stodun darshile. Pralos zesh is arg litzido. If he's heading, throwing it in that direction. No. Voyel olochush. And he should have think. Shemetele choyevin yosim imachshavto. He should have thought, maybe I want two. It's going to go four. So I should have cheshbon that. Vahatora aso uhu korov lemezid. The Torah said such a thing as korov lemezid. So he's going to bump into a problem. What's his problem? Because previously, in other places, it's here or in other places. He says like this. He says, Sha'ad Varm Shel Chovel says it's back. The Hainu, Sheves, Ripoy, Boshes, when in Kavona, Otsap Shia. I need one of two things. Very careful. Either Kavona or Tsap Shia. Okay. So here he says, if so, if this is Karav Lameisid, why I'm not Chayev? Varam domila onus, why domila pshio pot. So have you domil chigite mumbauts ad have a pshio poshia gomor. Okay. What is he saying? In Tosis's words, Shomachinim is chayav posheya. Shomasochas own is karv lupshia. He says there's a posheya gomor, and I need an absolute pshia. That's only he said. So he's saying that there's a hierarchy here. There's a hierarchy here. In that hierarchy, there's Mezid, Poshia Gomor, Karvel Mezid. And then the Shoge Gomor. So he is basically explaining to us how the Rambam would deal with this, because he's within the Rambam's universe. That every in Golis is not just independent exarchosis. Rashi and Tosis, on the other hand, are in a totally different universe. Rashi and Tosis, everything is exarchosis, this way, exarchosis, that way, and it's not a general klal. So Rashi's not bothered here at all. Yes, Karav Lameza, not Karav Lameza, because he already told us Karav Lameza is going to be Chayav Dal Drum, this is not Karav Lameza. And the Ravid says more than that. Where is the definition of what is Karav Lameza and not Karav Lameza? It's from the Pasuk I learned it. And not any, there's not a, it doesn't begin with a Karav, because there's a sliding scale. The Torah has to split at one point and split at another point. Rashi has two Lashonas. In Golas Chayav. And the second Lashon is in Golas Potter. Okay. How I interpret Asher Lo Tzoda, Samuchon Mokom, problem is coming in the Zog Shtayim, Zog Arba. Because Shein Abitur Chiyosidish, Ela Abitur Samuchon Mokom, Lishna Acharina, Shelo Tzoda, problem is coming, the Potom is going. Asher Lo Tzoda, Shelo Tzoda, Litzadeid. That means there are two ways, we're either Sodom Miloshen Tzayod Tahant, or Sodom Miloshen Tzad, what side you're on. So Barashi is working in how to darshan the Pasuk. That's the whole concern of Rashi, how to darshan the Pasuk. He's not working within the different Gedarim of Karav Lameza, Karav Lashogeg, Bonus, Poshea, etc. That's why Rashi has absolutely nothing to do with Dalad Varo. And Rashi said, and it's not Karav Lameza. The Ravid who's working within the Rambam's universe had to explain if it's Karav Lameza, so why is there not Dalet Varim? So he had to establish another category underneath, which is Poshea Gomor. Tosis. Okay, this is Rashi. Tosis, Oshem Rishon Perish Kuntres, Pramus Kamus, O Beis, Vesorak Dalit. Vachal Hiyazit, Tzvei Havei Nichol, O Farish, O Havei Vachal Maki Yishvet. Yishvameis, Tzvei Havei Leelmine, O Farish Hiyazit, Tzvei Havei Basrek. Yom Toma, Amai Yishuch Chayv Golos, Nizkavein, Lizog Shtayim, Vesorak Mehecha Tzavik, Vesorak Dapotam. Liftom, Imi Yisavad, Eloasi, Dapshita, Dishogi, Potam, Dimilot, Sadiyo, The Pasuk says as follows. Where is the other pasuk below Tzodiyo? It's a masa. What is masa? What? Yeah, the master. What pasuk?
Chavbes.
Oh, hishlich olav kol kli below tzedio. Actually, there's another pasuk. I would have said it's potter from below tzedio. No, I need a potter. So every, you see how Tos is working within Rashi's entire thing. Perish Achman Spirit Scrunch of Potomigol's Koshek Tzas. Eloina Golan, Nama, in Pepetsa below Eva Hadofo. Pratlusona below Tzadia Pratlum, the Scavenge of Petsat of Ochel Tzarach. Shalot saw the Pragma Scavenge of Shtam Zokarba. Ashtam Ashalot saw the Sibirish, Fail Mishpotim, Havilin Muti, who did not meet Fail Ptorkum or some of Petsat Zavishon Scavenge. Okay. From the Hishil Ha'atano Lidrosh Kroa below Tzadia Noka Beresh. Okay. And those are the Kasha. Retainment. Tosus here and Tosus on Hedron as a Kasha. And he stays with the Kasha. Retainment. There is a Machlokes and Rebbe and Rabbona. Menisha Bars and Makotsum and Eitam is Bakea, the Marmachaya Bahai, or Marmachaya Bahai, Rachel Hena Gold. Bahaya, or have a Kamo, the Scavenger of Lushtai, and the Tzorak Arba, and the Scavenger of Bakea, and the Shofon of Hola Kamaro. And he doesn't have a terrace. Okay. Now, the Rambam, on the other hand, and the Sugi of Eitam is Bakea, where is that? Let's say Hashmiras Nefesh. What says it? Says as follows. I say Evan Bechako, Hikibova Shocha, Vomer Venofo, Tishkoga. I say Lo Yedia. The definition of Shkoga is how long there was a Yedia. Nishman Abrazim Makotso, Vaharag Harisagola. Nishman Abrazim and her eights, Hamisbakea. Ram has a different thing which we're going to see. Chayav kocho, not koach kocho. We will get to that. And Ram says, "Venimsa kamo onus." What does that mean? The Rambam is. We'll get. Quayas ritzicha is not only my maisa, it has to be my koach. Koach kocho. Is not my mice. We'll get back to that. So Rambam, you see, in everything, the Rambam does not deal with this cleric because of that cleric, this. It's Klawam. Okay. Now, Nisraq Dadal of Zar Shmona, Nisraq Chay, from Pot and Shabbos. In Ilolo. Here we have a very, very, very important yesod Rambam was trying to tell me. Melechas Machsheves. Does it have to be the exact maisa that I wanted or the exact result that I wanted? I first of all have to be Mechavim from Melacha. I'm not Mechavim from Melacha, it's a total shogay. But I want Dalai Ramos, I wanted dollar amos, and it went eight amos, but I really don't care where it was. Okay? What am I doing? I'm throwing garbage. I don't care. I want it in the first pile of garbage, ends up in the second pile of garbage. As far as I'm concerned, who cares what pile of garbage is? But I had intended to get the first pile of garbage. As long as I couldn't care less where it ended up, it is Malachas Machshava. It's not the exact Maisa that I intended to do. What the Rambam introduces here is a very key thing. That Ratzon is important. Now, is he talking about result? Or I intended my say, I don't care if it happens to be my sabi. Which one is Melechas Machshavos? Is Ratzon part of Melechas Machshavos or not part of Melechas Machshavos? Those of you who would have seen the Reb Chaim that we learned, Reb Chaim said, no, Ratzon is not part of Melechas Machshavos. But, so what does he do here? Where's Reb Chaim coming from? So, if you give me a Rambam Hilcha Shabbos, Rambam says like this. Skava Lilgo Tainim Shechoros, Velikeit Levonos, Niskava Lilaki Tainim, Akach Hanovim, and Epach Hadov, Velikan Hanovim, Betchil, Akach Tainim Potu. Avopi Shalike Komar Shechoshab, Hov Lolike Kesede Shechoshab Potu, Shalo Kavonos, Shalosha Torah Elam Lechas Machshavas. If I wanted to pick grapes and I picked figs, that's nothing to talk about. But let's say there's a fig, there's two trees next to each other. A fig tree and a grapevine. And what did I do? I wanted to first pick the figs and then the grapes. I ended up picking the grapes and then the figs. Not Melechas Machshavos. Wait a second. The result is the same. What do I have on my plate? I have on my plate figs and grapes. I ended up with the result I wanted. But I didn't do the maisa that I wanted. So, when the Rambam says here, let's see how he quotes this, Kol Mokom Shetirtzen from the Lach, what is it? It's rubbed out here. What is it? Perek? What is it? Ayin? Perek Yud Gimel? Yud Gimel Shabbos. Let's see what he says. Oh, Chafal. Hamaskavil go shmon amos b'shus harabim. V'noch hachayif et b'sov dalar chayif. V'nasa kishim alocha v'nasa machshavta. He says like this. I wanted to throw eight, and it landed four. So he says, "Adova yadua shein zeh chayvet magivel sov shmona shiyaver al kol mokom mokom b'chol shmona." That in order to get eight, I have to pass four. So I wanted it to be at four, but I wanted to go further. No problem. I'm chayev. I wanted to do a malacha. I wanted to do A plus B, and I ended up A. But I did want to do A. I wanted it to be at point A. I wanted it to go further to point B, but it had to pass A to get to B. Okay. Miskavim of Arba, when Och Machayv was so shmona potter, Shno noch b'mokom shelo. Choshev b'tava b'chol. Im choshev b'etz hazvig shenuach ha-chevetz b'chol mokom. Sheyertz ha-chayev. So he says, no. I just threw it. I didn't care where it landed. The Rambam is very, very careful. He says, what did I think was going to happen? I don't know what's going to happen. I don't care what's going to happen. That's what it is. If you take, it's not so clear that the, it could be. The washing of the Rambam is, in Choshev be'ezrika sheyanuach, what did I think was going to happen? I threw it there, but I didn't know what was happening. I don't know. I'm not such a good aim. I don't know how to aim. I'm throwing it. I think it'll be there. Maybe it'll end up there. Maybe it'll end up there. As long as I did not have a very specific kavanah that I'm going against, Rambam is very, very careful again. If I have a specific kavanah what my mice is going to be, and it's not the specific kavanah what my mice is going to be, then it's not Blechus Mashem. It has to be the specific. I want A, and I want to do A, and that's the mice I want. If I don't do that mice, it's not Blechus Mashem.
And by Niskaven Lizuk Abba Vizor Shmoyana.
I wanted it to be at Arba. That means I wanted to pick 10 grapes, and I picked 5 grapes. In order to pick 10 grapes, you first have to pick 5 grapes, right? The Rambam says. Do I want to pick 5 grapes? No. So, what are the Rambam saying? It's not where I wanted the chafetz to land. I wanted where the chafetz to pass through. Because I wanted to land at 8, but it has to pass in the air through. So, according to the Rambam, very, very simple. And this is the whole thing in Ilchos Shabbos. We can't go. I need a hanocha. But the fact that it passed 4 amos and Rishus HaRabim is the Avera. Passing 4 amos and Rishus HaRabim. There's another time. Land, okay. I want it here. Land it there. But that I intend on doing a Maisa Avera 4 amos and Rishus HaRabim? Yes. I wanted besides 4. I wanted it to be at place 4, but on the way to place 8, but I did want it to be at place 4. So, I'm chayev. Not a poor question. Okay. I just outlined certain in Yonah Hilchos Shabbos. Now we get back to Baba Kama. Omer Rabba. Zorek keli mirosh hagag v'acha v'shibro b'makel potter my time mona tevira tovar. It's broken. It's a broken keli. Okay, because it was going to land. Now what does mona tevira tovar mean? That. And here, we'll have to see the sugya previously of Bosa Mekara as Linen, Bosa Tova Mona as Linen. Zorak Keli Mirosh Hagag, where you tacked off Karim or Xosis, where Achav Silken or Kidam the Silken Pot, my timer be Idna de Shadje Psukim Misagire. I throw something and it's about to break. But the karam uksasa, it's on a sukkah, and I pull out the karam uksasa. So the person who threw it didn't do a maisa hesek. The person who pulled out the karam uksasa didn't touch the keli. Potter. Says Tos. Amar Rabba, Zohar Kenim Oshagag, Rabba Garcina, the Rava Mesapku, I will. Vosumei Korazin, Komanish. Kodam Asilko, Perish Rav Alphas, the Rabba Latamei, the Leslie Dina de Garmi, Reish Hagozel Kama. Ulurin Nira, it's not Garmi, Groman is Zokan, who Upotu Lukule Alma. What is the Svar of the Rif? Tosfos brings up, and we'll see in the Rosh, in the Rambam, and the, basically the Ramban and Balamor at length. Yeah. This whole, these two abayas, where the bottom of a monazin and bottom of a karazin, and what that means, and we're going to define what is a maisa hevet. If you take a look, the Rambam is very, very clear. Zohar Kelim Kuf. So Rashi says, Zorak Bal HaKeli, Kelim Rosh Hagag. That if the Bal HaKeli does it, Potur, Zesh Shavim Makal, Kodem Shri Shari, Sofali Shavim. Zorak Mazik, Kelim Rosh Hagag. See how Rashi switches from Mazik to the Bal HaKeli. But let's say Mazik Zohar Keli Merosh Hagag. And someone else, Shibro. What would be? Rashi doesn't say. Zohar Mazik Keli Merosh Hagag, when you tackle Karim Oksosu Potter, Sherem Yisri Kotso, and Sofili Shove. No lo hakarim. Vizesh no do karim. Afilo adzore katzmo. No lo potter, the grown man is talking about. What did Rashi say? I threw a Keli Merosh Hagag of a Mazik. And then even I pulled those Karam Muxosos out. So when I threw it, it's not a Maisa Hesek. When I pulled it, it's not a Maisa Hesek. There's no Maisa Hesek. I caused damage. Grom and Zakam Paul. And Tosis agrees. What is Tosis saying? A Maisa Hesek has to be, I do a Maisa Hesek to an object. Maka Behema Yishalmena. That's what Tosa says. He says, Potter, no Groma. Now, if you take a look how the Rambam will describe it. Sorry. Hei Cholo Masitud Beis. The Rambam goes with the Rif. Zayin halacha, Zayin your base. Azora keli, merosh hagag. Where's the Rambam put this on the garmi? Lo aretz lo hoyu tachtov kelim v'kodem achav shibur makol kshu ba'aver kodem sheagia. Aretz harzeho acher potur shlo shover ele keli shovli shover miyad bevada. Kishova Keli Shova, Lainze Kagoring. And what about the person who threw it? Who is Potter? The Acher is Potter. To which Agos Maimonides comments. Okay. Then he says, Where is HaKarmuksasas? Where is it? Where is part of the top of HaKarmuksasas? What? What?
Zion.
Kalagorim lahasik mama chavero chayef. Vashalim nezik sholim. And I offer shaman chosif. Kisha masik. Av mishen uhu hamasik. Zen nezik atzmo. Ba acharona. Obu hu agorim harishon chayef. Keitza. Zor keili shalo from his own. Merosh hagag al gabi karam uksosif. Ba'achav ha'kona v'silik t'chosu me'al ha'oroz. V'nech v'arkei l'boros nishpa. Chayev nezik sholem ke'ilu shavru b'yodo. Shesilu karam uksosus garam lo shi yishovim. V'chayn kol k'yot. Rav says, any time I cause a nezik, I'm going to be chayev. Says the Riven. Says, yeah, that's the riff. Why do people disagree? Because I have to do a maisa on the keli itself. We're now defining what a maisa hezek is, what a gorem is, what garme is chayav. Hador keri shel chavero meiro shagak. Al gabe karam uksos. Shel bala keli. We call them bala keli. We call them bala keli. We heise hakarm hazorek chayav. Shesrikasu hu hagorem harishon, ushviasakeli. Kom achav silkon shneim chayav, hazorg vamasalek, shneim gormu abe mamon shilse. So there's a maisa hezek that is done by two people. Let's say I take someone else's keli, and I'm zorek mirosh hagag. And then another person comes and pulls the karmaksosis out. They are both chayef. But if either one is done by the Bala Keli, he's going to be put. And here, what is it? Rama's talking about a Maisa Hezek done by two people jointly. So where I have a Maisa Hezek done by two people jointly, and either one by himself is not a Maisa Hezek. So, both are chayiv together. That's how the Rambam describes it. Says the Ravit lo reisi shibush because the azorek lo olam potom. The psike giving. It's not a ma'aseh. When he did it, not a ma'aseh. A ma'aseh is when I do my ma'aseh. It's going to happen. Well, Salak, I'm Kedira Rav Chayev, I'm Kedira Acher and Potter. And what did I say before? It depends whether I do a mice in the Kaylee or I didn't. So, we have here, we're going to have to understand exactly how each one defines what Grom and Garmi is. And then Tosa brings in another issue here. Tosa brings in the issue of Bosa Mekar Azlin and Bosa Tova Monas. What does that mean? But the Rambam is very, very clear that if each one by himself does not do a Maisa Hezek, and jointly it is a Maisa Hezek, and even the first one, when he finished doing it, it wasn't going to get damaged, but it's potential damage through another party. That's enough. And then Shneim Chayov. But if the Baal Keli is one of them, so you can't be Machayev him, and there's no Pshias HaNizik happening here, I'd say, listen, we had a concept Pshias HaNizik, right? So what happens? Someone drops my Keli from Rosh Hagag, and the Baal Keli pulls the Karam Uksosis out. It's Pshias HaNizik. The Nizik is causing the damage. No. The damage is done by two people, and the Kabbalah will have one, the other one takes 100%. And we have a klal. There's a big machlokas, Daf Nun Gimel. And that is the big machlok daf nun gimel. If two people do a mitzah hezek together, and you say zekula hezek kovet, zekula hezek kovet, or you say each one pays 50, or each one pays 100. The nafkamina is, I mean, each one, the nizik's not getting 200. No, that if one, for some reason, can't pay, the other one has to pick up the balance. What is the Rambam equating here? And the Rambam paskins there. Sugya daf nun gimel, focus Rebbe and the Rabbanon. Shor shedochel is chaveru labor. There's a boar, and a shor throws something into the boar. So, if there wasn't a boar there, nothing would have happened. If there wasn't a shor there, nothing would have happened. They do it together. Rasin hidoma bala boar hazekakol. Okay. So that's how the Rambam paskin. And Rambam equates the two. So what does the Rambam say? Garmi is any time I cause a vadai hezek. Even though each one by itself is not a hezek, but jointly it is a hezek, it's the same as we both did a maisa hezek with, as a shor threw something into a bar. A shor pushed a person into a bar. If he just pushed him and fell on the ground, nothing would have happened. But it's a deep bar then, and the bar has no business being there. So you have a joint maisa hezek of two people. Each one by itself can do it, but it's jointly. So we paskin Reb Nosson, Mor Daf Nun Gimel Zekula hezek kovet. Each one is considered a mazik, and when two people jointly do a hezek, each one is chayev for the entire thing, and you end up can't pay from get from one, get from the other. Rambam says the same thing here. But there's a lot of things happening in the Rambam. Comes along the Rav and says, "What? I don't care jointly the hezek. It's not a mice hezek unless you do something to the object itself." Okay, now, to understand this a little better, let's take a look in the Rosh first, and then the Balamor and Ramban. We're going to go through all the Rishonim on this, because this now was setting certain Gedorim up. Now we're getting deeply into Baba Kama. How to define, and then at the end we'll come back why the Rambam had to agree with the Rosh about Chovel putting a guy in the room. I said we get it at the end of the page. Okay, so we finished our little Shas tour for a while. Now heavy Baba Kama. Okay. Mir Tashem Blineta, by tomorrow you will have begun the sukkah. But what I want you to do is just, because in order to understand it, you have to see the sukkah Yud Zayin Amid Beis. See, what is the sukkah Yud Zayin Amid Beis? A lot of things happening simultaneously. A lot of things happening simultaneously. Six lines up from now. There's a halacha called Tzroros. I have to introduce now. Tzroros goes like this. an animal does damage. If an animal does, let's say an animal is walking on the street. Walking, okay. And while the animal is walking the street, a stone, it steps on a stone and something flies off. Animal's not doing, let's go the simple definition of tsaros. It's done b'kocho. So the Hilchos HaGemirah law, you'll learn in the first perek, that is chayev. And that's chayev chatzi nezek. Why? Whatever reason. Hilchos HaGemirah law. Now, let's say the animal doesn't do that. The animal kicks a keli and flies off and it breaks. The whole Gemara, is that, what is that? When does the damage happen? The moment it kicks the keli? So it's not kocho. The moment it bumps, and let's say it flies into a wall. The moment it hits the wall, it's kocho. Go by the beginning, you go by the end. Tosis, and the Gemara seems to equate that in some way with Zara Keli Mirosh Hagag B'achav Shiva Makla. What that equation is, what the halacha is, this is what we'll be doing for a good 4 or 5 days.